morning. This is the Spiritual Outreach Call for the Order of Malta for the month of June. Our subject this morning is the Five First Saturdays Devotion. Our speaker is Father Owen Moran. Father Owen was born in London, England, of Irish parents. You may be able to pick up an Irish accent, as a matter of fact. The family returned to Ireland when Father Owen was five. Father Owen completed his seminary studies at St. John's in Waterford, in Ireland, ordained for the Diocese of Paterson, New Jersey, on December 14, 1991. He served as parochial vicar at St. Patrick's Church in Chatham, New Jersey, from December 1991 until March 2003. Bishop Arthur Saratelli appointed him pastor of St. Rosa of Lima Parish in East Hanover, New Jersey, in March 2003, where he is currently serving. Father Owen has been a temporary chaplain of the Order of Malta for 3 years, and he hopes to become a permanent chaplain at the Investiture this coming November. Father Owen has led many pilgrimages to Lourdes, France, and he will lead a pilgrimage to Fatima this coming August. Father Owen, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chris, and good morning, everybody. At the beginning of creation, God made a perfect world. When he had created the world, he created the first human beings, Adam and Eve. They were made in the image and likeness of God. However, one of the four archangels, Satan, defied God and wanted to set himself up in opposition to God. Satan then tempted Adam and Eve, and humankind fell from perfection into original sin. The devil is alive and active in the world and continues to tempt humankind. The devil is behind war, violence, hatred, anger, and wants us to go against the will of God. In 1917, the world was in a very bad place. World War I was creating havoc in people's lives. The Russian Revolution changed the face of the earth. The Russian royal family were brutally murdered, and the ungodly face of communism then took place in what would come to be called the Soviet Union. In 1916, the angel of Portugal came to Lucia, Francesco, and Jacinta to help them understand the power of prayer and to understand in a better way the gift of the Holy Eucharist. From May 1917 until October 1917, our Blessed Mother appeared to the three children 6 times and asked them to put into practice simple trust in the message she was about to give to the world. In October 1917, our Blessed Mother appeared to the children for the last time. She appeared in company with the child Jesus and Saint Joseph. The Holy Family pointed out to the children and the world the need for holiness within the family structure. The 70,000 people who surrounded the three children did not see the vision of the Holy Family, but saw the sun spin towards the earth, surrounded by many colored lights. The first Saturday devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary was first mentioned by Our Lady of Fatima on July 13, 1917. After showing the three children a vision of hell, she said, "You have seen hell, where the poor souls of sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. I shall come to ask for the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays." 8 years later, on December 10th, in 1925, Mary and the child Jesus appeared to Lucia, the sole surviving Fatima visionary, at a convent in Pontevedra, Spain. Our Lady rested her hand on Lucia's shoulder, revealing a heart encircled by thorns. The child Jesus said, "Have compassion on the heart of your holy mother, covered with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, and there is nobody to make an act of reparation. Christians have always honored the Blessed Mother on Saturdays because of her constant faith in Jesus on the first Holy Saturday before the resurrection. Five first Saturdays of reparation were requested to atone for the five ways in which people offend the Immaculate Heart of Mary, namely, attack upon Mary's Immaculate Conception, attacks upon her perpetual virginity, attacks upon her divine maternity, and the refusal to accept her as the mother of all of humankind. For those who try to publish implant in children's hearts indifference, to publicly implant in children's hearts indifference, contempt, and even hatred of the Immaculate Mother, for those who insult her directly in her sacred image. Our Blessed Mother promised that she would assist those who would enter into the first Saturday devotions at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation. To receive this grace, one must make reparation to our Blessed Mother on the first Saturday of five consecutive months. One must go to confession, receive Holy Communion, pray five decades of the Rosary, meditate for a quarter of an hour on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary. Having completed the first five Saturdays, we should continue this devotion for the rest of our lives. We are promised that our Blessed Mother will present at the hour of death the gift of final perseverance. Our Blessed Mother, in Fatima, gave us a beautiful prayer to pray at the end of each decade of the Rosary to protect all from the fires of hell and lead us all to heaven. We should pray this prayer frequently and, of course, after each decade of the Rosary. The prayer goes like this. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. My dear members of the Order of Malta and friends who are listening in today and in days to come, how blessed are we by the loving intercession of Mary, our Blessed Mother, as she points to Jesus, our way to salvation. It's been a pleasure for me to speak with you all here today. Be assured of my prayers, and certainly the prayers of the chaplains of the order. Through our lives, may the glory of God shine forth. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Father Owen.
Thank
As you
Chris.
Know, I had high expectations for this call. And you very clearly exceeded all those expectations.
I'm very pleased.
And I just want to remind anyone who's on the call to tell their friends or others who weren't able to make this call at this time that there will be a recording of Father Owen's remarks on the American Association website. And we've had a lot of folks who called in after the fact to hear the remarks of the spiritual outreach calls. And I know they have greater and ongoing benefit. So thanks to all for joining. Thanks especially to Father Owen.
Thank you. God bless you.